Yeah, thank you, Patrice.
Dan, you are up next, then Troy, and then I think Jerry has another comment, and there's also a comment or two in the chat. So, Daniel.
Cool. Yeah, I just got two things here. One of them is that whatever you guys put on the table, I certainly hope you will be having some kind of exit or decommissioning type strategy. You know, you said this is a 20-year project. I think the industry would like to know what's going to be left in the water theoretically when you're done with this project. My other question kind of goes along with you pointed out this is kind of a collaborative process between Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. But you didn't really mention our federal fisheries officials out in the federal waters, you know, NOAA. What is the engagement going to be with NOAA, the National Marine Fisheries Service? I'm particularly interested to know, you know, how much of your area is overlappings with, you know, what's been designated as essential fish habitats for a multitude of species. You know, I'll just kind of leave it at that. You know, there's a couple of things, obviously, we're early in the process, but I think these are some things that also need to be answered, you know, before you go through your permitting application process. Thank you.
Great. Thank
Sure.
you.
So, Daniel, on the decommissioning project, it'll be a 20-year or more project. I don't know this today how long this project will be there, but it'll be 20 years or more. And as part of the leasing requirement for the federal lease, it will have decommissioning requirements to return the lease to the similar environment to before the lease was issued. So we'll meet the requirements that are set by the federal government and on the decommissioning components of that. Regarding the regional approach, just want to clarify that this is a state research lease for this research array that the state is leading. We are talking to our other states to make sure that we're using their data separately. There's a ongoing task force that is set up to look at longer at commercial leasing that includes both federal and state agencies. On your specific point about the data, we are talking to our federal agencies, including NOAA and others, to make sure that we have we're using the best data that is available, and we'll talk to them as we're going down the siting path there. So, any I don't know about the essential fish piece, Meredith.
Yeah, I won't get into that right now, Dan, but it's a you're raising a good point. I just wanted to add that we are definitely working with NOAA on this. We've reached out to them. I just want to, you know, emphasize we're still in very early stages of this process. So we've had preliminary discussions with GARFO and with the center, and having some discussions with, particularly with the Science Center, about research priorities and identifying opportunities to work together to answer questions that we all have about siting floating technology, as that's a completely new thing for us to all be considering. So definitely anticipate that this will be a conversation that we continue to have with other states. I know that some of our partners in other states are on the call tonight. Glad to see that and happy to continue the conversation. We know this is not an area that is only fished by Maine fishermen. So I'm glad to see you here tonight. And just we'll be continuing the dialogue, but this is just the first conversation.
Thank you, Meredith. Troy, you're up next, and then Kristen, then I'll note a comment in the comment chart as well.